In the name of Jesus, dear Christian friends. So who is number one? Bush, Gore, Mets, Yankees? It's always quite a scene there, isn't it? In the locker room, at campaign headquarters, all the people cheering at the end of the day, we're number one. After a long, hard season, the end is in sight. After a long, hard campaign, the end is in sight. Who will be number one? It was quite a scene there on the plains of Moab, opposite the Jordan in the land of Beth Peor. It had been a long, hard journey, but the end was in sight. But the question was not number one. The question was simply one of being one. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is our God. Yahweh is one. Or, if you prefer the translation, Yahweh, our God, is one Yahweh. It's not about our being number one. It's not even about God's being number one, as though there were other, lesser gods. No, this is simply about one. One God. One faith, one hope, one Lord, one God and Father of us all, who is in all and through all and above all. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is our God. Yahweh is one. No need for any other gods. Gods in the heavens above, or on the earth below, or in the underworld beneath. No gods of the sun, gods of the field, gods of the dead. With our God, you just get one. The only one. The whole one. One God. You got it all. One theology. It's a package deal. One mediation between God and humanity. It's the whole thing, not pieces of God, not parts of God, not major gods and minor gods, but one God. Not a piecemeal theology, not a selection of this and a little bit of that. You get God, and you got it all. And if God is the one thing, the whole thing, the only thing, then with us, it's one as well. To him belongs the whole thing. So love Yahweh your God with all your heart and with all your vitality and with all your strength. Not a Yahweh part and a me part. Not a neighbor part and a me part. Love your neighbor as yourself. The neighbor is part of me. We love neighbor as ourselves. No one hates his own flesh, but nourishes it and cherishes it. It's the whole thing. The Yahweh thing. The only thing. One God, one people. Whole people. Whole person. Yes, it must have been quite a scene there on the plains of Moab. It had been a long, hard journey. The end was in sight. There must have been times when the people doubted if Yahweh were really the one, if he were their God. And there must have been times when Yahweh had wondered whether the people were the ones. these slaves, these complainers, disobedient, faithless people, even some rabble-rousers. They had nothing to offer, nothing to bring to the table, no claims on being number one. By human standards, they would finish dead last. By God's standards, we all would finish dead last. Yet this Yahweh, our God, has taken us by the hand, put us on our feet, made us as his special people, his prized possessions, not because they were great in number, bigger, stronger, more wins in the season, 4 out of 7 in the World Series, or even the most electoral votes, and not because we have given our lives to Jesus or left our nets to follow him. No, it's not because of us. It's the other one. It's Yahweh. He's the one. He is our God. And it's all because he loves us. His love, his one love, his great love. He made a promise, an oath that he swore to our father Abraham, a promise that goes back to Adam and Eve, that we, being delivered from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear and righteousness and holiness before him all the days of our life. And when Yahweh brings you, causes you to go in over the power of a Hifil, when Yahweh, your God, brings you to the land which he swore to your fathers to give to you, there will be great cities which you didn't build. There will be cisterns hewn out that you didn't dig. There will be olive trees and vineyards which you did not plant, yet you will eat and be full. So remember and do not forget. It is by grace alone that Yahweh is our God, that Yahweh is the one. And he's the one that brings the goodness of the land and ties it to his gifts of grace, bread to eat and wine to drink. And even when we put him to the test, well, what about that last verse of our text? He will destroy you from off the face of the earth. Yes, there is judgment. But hear the whole story, the one great story. For you see, if Israel is the one that God loved, and if we are the Israel that God still loves, the whole thing comes together in the one. As though Israel is reduced to the one whom God loved, yet the one whom God sent to take our place in judgment. He's the one. There is one God and one man and one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus. There's the one. He gave himself a ransom for all. He was destroyed from off the face of the earth. Our punishment, he's the one that took it, cut off from the land of the living, crucified, died, and was buried. Yet he descended into hell to proclaim the victory. He lives and reigns to all eternity. He has loved us, brought us out of bondage, and given to us good gifts to eat and to drink. Right now, right here, his body and his blood given and shed for the forgiveness of our sins. Hear, O Israel, God is one with us. Hear, O Israel, we are one with God and one with one another. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is our God. He's the one, the only